Welcome to another edition of the Home Improvement Show. Your chance to ask Walter Assey your most pressing, home improvement questions. Walter, of course, is the president of Vernovco. You can reach us on text or on the phone, 514-790-0800. The best way to reach us always is by phone, because much easier to explain to Walter by talking to him really what is going on in your house. If you're in a different market and you're listening to this later on, Walter has a button on his website called Ask Walter, where you can ask him all of your questions and he will get to them. How are you, Walter?
I'm doing very good. How are you?
I'm good. Did you have a good week?
I had a great week, very busy one.
This is your busy season. It's starting.
You know, I don't know what the busy season is.
Oh, you never stop. It's true that Walter never, Walter, listen, I'm not, he always looks well and put together, but I don't think Walter has time to rest is what
I'm like a duck. I'm very calm at the bottom.
And the little
but
legs.
I'm pedaling like hell.
Pedaling. Listen, we are going to be taking calls, 514-790-0800. They're already starting to come in and the text line. But really quickly, Walter, you were telling me about this article that you were looking at in terms of workers coming in. Normally these workers would be helping in construction, but what's going to happen given our current situation?
Well, I mean, it's an interesting article, and it's what comes first, the chicken or the egg scenario, because we do have a major shortage of homes in Quebec, and that's part of the reason why, you know, all the governments are talking about decreasing immigration and foreign workers visas and all of these things. But the issue is in construction, we don't have enough relève. There's not enough people.
There's no new generation. Nobody's training for this anymore?
No. For example, within the next 8 years, about 260,000 construction workers are going to take their retirement.
And there's nobody there to pick up the... Nobody's trained? Like, what's happening? Is it that it's not paying enough, this job? Or
what's being forecasted is if they see what is the average of the people who are going to come into the industry, it's going to be about 228,000. So we're going to have about 13% deficit.
Oof.
Now you combine that with everybody's plan to build millions of homes, because we need about 5.5 million homes by 2035.
How many? Say that again.
5.5 million homes in Canada by 2035 to kind of overcome the shortage. But the issue is here, how do you do that? How do you not bring in those foreign workers that we need, that we know we have a deficit? But if we bring them in, we can't house them because we don't have enough rentals for them. We don't have enough homes for them.
It is the chicken and the egg.
So how the heck do you do that? It's a bit confusing, and I hope someone is doing a study and a plan.
You have that hope?
Well, I do have that hope. I mean, everybody has those big plans about building these homes, and that's great. But, you know, we are going to face a very serious situation very, very, very soon.
Yeah, it's really interesting to say we're going to build all of these houses, but who and the how, they were not maybe looked at that yet. 514-790-0800. The lines are open. You can reach us to ask Walter Assey your questions. We have Bob on the line. Bob has a question about a bathtub and a shower. Bob, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Take it away.
Thank you for taking the call. Well, we live in a bungalow, and we currently in the upstairs bathroom have a bathtub, and we'd like to replace it with a shower of the same roughly dimensions. The problem is there's a window on the outside wall, and several people have told us that it's not a good idea to have a window if you're going to have a shower there. Problems with water damage, and I'd like to know if it's possible to still do that and what type of precautions we could take to ensure we don't have damage. The window would be about, say, shoulder height, I don't know, maybe 4.5-5 feet high off the base of the shower floor, if we have a shower.
To be quite frank, I have no idea why they would say something like that. It doesn't make sense whatsoever. A window is made to take water. I mean, it is the other side of this window is facing the outside, so it's getting the water, the snow, and everything else. What you need to do is to plan around, mostly where you're going to hit issues would have been around the trims, where you have trims around your window.
Okay.
But when you are doing a shower, there's a couple of things you could do. One of them is to eliminate the presence of trims altogether and get your ceramic to bud completely around the window. So okay. Now we don't have a presence of any trims. or you simply buy PVC trim, which is waterproof.
Right.
There is no issue with, you know, to be quite frank, I even rather you have, if you have a bathtub, why wouldn't you have a shower? It's the same thing. The water is coming from the same place.
Okay. So, I guess there was maybe a shower here before, and somebody replaced that with, what do you call it, one of these bathtubs with the water jets, you know, the...
Yeah. Okay.
And there's no more shower, there's no more... But I guess, you know, it's okay, and now and another thing is we also have like ceramic going up the whole wall. I guess that should be replaced.
Yes.
Because there is a like a wooden frame like around the window that yeah.
So what you need to do is when the issue with doing a shower is your weakest points now are where your floor base meets the wall. Right? That's going to be the weakest point.
Okay.
So, I mean, depending on what type of membraning you're planning, but let's say you're going with a Schluter base and Schluter panels, which are great. They work well.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you are ensuring complete impermeability. Thank you.
Okay. you got there, Walter. You got there all on your own.
I just saw Joanne trying to finish it for me.
No, you got it. You got it. Go ahead.
I didn't have my morning coffee yet. So, once we do that, then you don't have any issue. What you do is you just get your membrane to overlap on that window frame that the water does not touch the wood. The other factor is you are on shoulder height. How rare it is going to be, I mean, unless you take a shower like a duck, for that water to get around the window. So most of the time, it's not even touching the window, right?
Right. Okay. Well, you helped me make my decision. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you for that. 514-790-0800. The calls keep coming in. We're going to look at this little text message question here before we get to the calls, although we are taking the calls. Mark says, I'm going to sell the house. Small bathroom and basement has a shower with ceramic tiles. I don't want to invest in redoing the bathroom. I just want to paint the tiles with a good dude, I guess. Do you have any recommendations? That person said a good dude, not me. Do you have any recommendations on the procedure or how to do it? Actually, that comes from Alex, not Mark, even though it says Mark. So this is Alex writing in.
Okay. So, I mean, definitely, you can paint ceramic. What you want to do is you want to just pass a light sanding in order to make the ceramic surface a bit more abrasive for the paint to
like adhere. We're looking for pores or we're just looking to get scratchy?
Just to scratch it
okay.
up a little bit. So in order to for the paint to catch. What you're looking for is enamel paint. That's the best type of paint for ceramic. And any company really that manufactures paint would do enamel paint for ceramic. So there's not a specialized company that would do it. If the colors are dark, you can always also do a primer before. In order to
but a primer for ceramic or just a general primer?
That's correct.
Okay.
So you have Mika, which is Canadian. Mika Paint is Canadian. MF is Canadian. These are two Canadian companies that manufacture paints. So we could, you know, see them. I also heard, you know, from some painters because now we're kind of doing the tour with different suppliers and Canadian, and we're getting the evaluations as well done. You know, not. You want to know what's good, what's not great,
of course,
right?
Of course.
So I've heard from my painters that we've tried this week Patrick Morin's paint, which I'm sure gets subcontracted to another manufacturer, mm-hmm. but they put it under the Patrick Morin, and they were very happy with the result as well, and that's Canadian.
Look at that. By the way, a reminder, if you haven't gone over to a Walter's website yet, there's a picture of Renovco, and you will not see any bigger Canadian flags. They're huge and very Canada proud. Keep those questions coming in, 514-790-0800. This is the Home Improvement Show. Welcome back to another edition of the Home Improvement Show. 514-790-0800. Your chance to ask Walter Assey, president of Renovco, your questions for all of your home improvement needs. There are some questions coming in on the text line, but again, it's always best to get on the line. If you can chat to Walter and explain your issue, it is always best. We have John on the line. I think John has been waiting very patiently, and he's got a question about his staircase. John, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. How are you?
Good. Take it away.
Well, hi, Walter. You recommended an acrylic paint for painting your interior staircase so it doesn't take a long drying time. And I, for the life of me, I can't remember the name of the paint that you recommended for doing that.
When did I recommend? Because it's...
it was a long time ago.
Yeah, so it was pre-tariffs. That's probably that recommendation.
Things have changed, John. Things have changed.
Well, it was with Ken, when Ken was hosting.
Okay, so yeah, that's definitely pre-tariff time. Right now, what I'm recommending is more local paints. And I think that's also what you would want. Pay cheaper anyways. So we were just talking about Mika, we're talking about MF, we're talking about Patrick Morin, which also have a local brand. So these are all Canadian, and there's also Betonel. But these are the three that I could tell you that my guys have tried, and they have some good reviews. I had some good reviews back. So you could start with that. MF and Mika have few offices.
MF Mika.
Yeah, right. There's two different. These are two different companies, right? Mika is MICCA. MF is just MF, like Mother Frank, right? And then Patrick Martin.
We all just paused and stared at each other.
Yeah, just check yourself. I got it.
I just wanted to wake you up.
I'm fully awake. I've had all of my coffees and my eyeballs just almost popped out of my head. John, does that answer your question?
Yeah, and what's the third company?
Patrick Morin.
Patrick Morin.
Yeah.
And,
so Patrick Morin is a retail store, Canadian. They have a paint section, and in that paint section, they have their own brand. So I have a suspicion that, I mean, not a suspicion, I'm 100% sure that it's subcontracted by another paint company, but they brand under Patrick Morin. And like I said, I've had a couple of painters try it, and they were actually pleasantly surprised.
Okay. My next question is it in a local area around Longueuil?
So Patrick Morin is not in the South Shore. No, I will have to look into Mika to say if they have any. I'm sure they have presence in the South Shore because they technically try to have presence in every area. I will look into it, and as soon as I have the answer, I'll have some of my staff look into it. As soon as I have an answer, I'm going to say it on air. So if you hold, you're going to listen to the rest of the show, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay,
every Saturday morning.
John, thank you so much. And we'll chat again soon. Call back if you have any more questions. Thank you, John.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good day, guys.
You too. Bye-bye. William is on the line now. William has a question about a heat pump. William, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Yeah. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, both of you. Okay, Walter, my question is, actually, I sent you an email, which you replied to. I appreciate that. But there was part of the question that you didn't answer. Okay, so I have this annual maintenance contract. It's $820.
Mm-hmm.
And I also pay for when they do a service call.
Mm-hmm.
So the on top of the $820, a 10-minute service call costs me $275. Now, I think I should drop the annual maintenance contract of $820. I should cancel that and just go with the occasional service call. What do you think about that, Walter?
Is it an electric furnace that you have?
Yeah, electric furnace and the heat pump.
Okay,
and
they're both electric.
$820.
Yeah.
So covers both of them.
Okay, William, what I would strongly recommend is to drop that company altogether.
All right.
I've never seen, and I think I've mentioned that to you in the email, it's way, especially for electric, I mean, there's barely any maintenance to do on electric furnaces.
All right.
beside replacing the filters, there's not much to do. I would understand oil and gas, but even then, oil and gas, there's not, you know, they won't charge $820 a year. I've seen $300-$400, but I've never seen a service contract that high.
All right, yeah. The service contract also covers the heat pump, eh?
It doesn't matter. I still see that it is very high.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
So now, especially that yeah. They're also charging you for the service calls.
That's right.
So it's like they're coming, they're double dipping. That's definitely double dipping.
That's
okay.
Right. Yeah.
To come just to diagnose. Well, I mean, you know, what's included in my
How much was the service call?
$275. So what I would do is I would do like you said, you could do if you feel that you need it, you could do once a year, once before you start the, you know, right in the autumn, right before you start your furnace. But even then, if you're changing your filters on regular time. The beauty with electric furnaces is they barely break down and they don't need a lot of babysitting, especially if they're newer.
Okay.
And now that they're newer and you have a more modern heat pump, the heat pump kicks in 98% of the time, so they barely get used.
Okay. Now, in Quebec, am I allowed to break that annual service contract now?
So in Quebec, you are allowed to break any contract as long as it's pro rata, meaning let's say you have 8 months on the contract out of the 12, well, they will charge you for the 8 and then they would have to reimburse you the four remaining months. You could always call the Consumer Protection Office because they have to be a commerçant itinérant and so they have to be part of that service or that that board. If they don't allow you to break the contract, you could actually escalate and the Consumer Protection Office will intervene on your behalf.
Okay, that's great. Okay, you answered my question. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
All right, thank you so much for that. By the way, there was a question about Patrick Morin before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we just got information that there is a Patrick Morin that the store opened last year on Taschereau, 5880 Taschereau.
There you go.
So there you go. Everybody wanted you to know that. And now we know that's what it is. And also, by the way, there's going to be it. And this is what I love about this show. You're sending in the information. You know, Walter knows almost everything, but sometimes he doesn't know when there are new stores being opened. So there are different options there.
I don't get invited to the openings. That's the thing. You know.
You know, it could be a fabulous party.
Actually, while you're at the subject, I also just got news about Mika Paint.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
In Longueuil. So it's even closer to him. 1901 Chemin de Chambly in Longueuil. So there is a place for Mika Paint there as well.
Okay. There's a place for Mika Paint. Listen, the listeners have us covered. Thank you, by the way, to all of you for that. 514-790-0800. You can call us right now. The phone lines are open. The best way to ask Walter ask you a question. The same number, of course, is for the text line. There's a question about sanding a deck that we'll get to in just a bit. Actually, it's a quick one. We have time. Is it time to sand the deck? No.
Well, I mean, it's not time to paint it. So if you sand it, you have removed the protection from the wood. And because you're going to keep it unprotected for a few more weeks before we can get to acceptable temperatures to paint, it's not really recommended.
Yeah, it's not. So wait till it's like, I mean, there's snow in the forecast.
Yeah, I mean, paint is what protects the wood, right? So if you remove that, then you're exposing your wood to no protection.
Slow down, everybody. Wait a couple more weeks. See what
happens.
I know,
and everybody is like, I saw people yesterday, they're washing their cars, and it was freezing. I mean, freezing. Freezing is a big word, but it was
let us be excited about anything over zero, Walter. Okay, again, 514-790-0800. We'll continue to take your calls. This is the Home Improvement Show. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, where you get to call in and ask all of your home improvement questions to Walter Assey, who is the president of Renovco, a proudly Canadian company. 514-790-0800. You can text us or you can call us and we'll happily get to your calls. Patrick has been waiting patiently on the line and Patrick is having a problem with some hot water. Patrick, can you hear us?
I can. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you? Take it away.
Last week I turned off the breaker. I think I turned off the wrong breaker because we were installing a dryer. Anyhow, I turned off the hot water breaker. When I turned it back on, Now, this is about, I think the breaker was off for a good while, too. When I turned it back on, the water remained cold, the hot water, and it's still cold to this point. What would be the problem? Is it the breaker itself or is it the heater, the water tank?
So did you try to move the breaker back and forth off and on again?
Yeah, I did.
You tried that, okay. So what that might... either could be that the breaker is damaged, or you have, it could also be a problem with the thermostat or the heating elements, you know, so something happened when you put it off and put it back on again.
You mean in the tank?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So that could happen. How old is the tank?
It's less than 10 years, probably like 8 years.
It's about 8 years. Okay. And that's the first time you
yeah.
Okay. And the panel...
I don't think it would have happened if I didn't turn off the breaker to begin with, but it...
Yeah, but sometimes what happens, I mean, how old is the panel, the electric panel that you have?
Oh, that was here before, I don't know how long, it's been there for a while, I guess.
Fuse box, is it? Like, it's not a fuse.
It's a fuse box, yeah.
Oh, so it might be also that you're blowing a fuse.
Oh, no, sorry, it's a panel. It's a panel.
It's
my
a
bad.
Breaker. Okay, so
breaker,
it could be... Fine, so it could either be a problem with the breaker itself and just got aggravated by you turning it off and back on again.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That could be one. Or a problem with the heating element in the actual tank that got triggered by the off and on scenario that you did.
Right, okay.
In both cases, I would get an electrician first because it's not obviously a plumbing issue.
No, yeah. That's it. Okay, so I'll have to call an electrician. Sounds good. I appreciate that.
My pleasure.
All right, Patrick. Thank you. Bye. Thank you so much. Question here for you. 514-790-0800 from the text line. Again, the phone lines are open. You can call us as well. But we do have some text messages coming in. This one is from Angelo. And it says, I would like to ask Walter his opinion on the recent promotion of spraying roof shingles with a type of oil to rejuvenate and prolong life. Do they work? Is it worth doing?
That's a great question. So in certain cases, yes. In certain cases, no. The main issue with older shingles is when they dry up, and when they do dry up, they curl up. Mm-hmm. So when they're curling up, they're not actually flat to the surface of the roof. The oil is not going to really do much for you because the curling and the drying, the shriveling of the shingle will cause some gaps, and that is where you run into problems. So if you are doing it at that stage of the game, your roof is done and you just need to replace the shingles. If you're doing it where the shingles are still healthy but they have advanced in age, so you don't see any delamination or deformation of the shingle, then it will be a good way to protect it longer. So you do a real visual before you actually embark on that. And sometimes in certain cases, you'd be just wasting money.
Okay. We do not want to waste the money. We have another text here. It says, good morning, all. A question for Walter. Would you please recommend a fascia and soffit company to repair a house in Saint-Laurent? A couple of shows ago, you did it off the air to someone calling. Thank you from Miguel.
He said soffits and fascias, right?
Yes, that's fascias. Exactly. That's what I'm reading.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to these types of trades, you're always better off with companies that service the area. There is a company called Metropole. I've never tried them. I just know that they service this area. And I'm not sure if Adam Eves do gutter soffits and fascias. I know they do gutters. You could also reach out to them as well.
Okay, we do have time for a call here. We've got Pat on the line. Pat is about to start a major renovation, I believe. Pat, can you hear us? Hello?
I think we lost.
Oh, we lost the call. Pat, if you can hear us, we lost the call. But please do call back 514-790-0800. About the caller that was in before, about or was calling in before about the hot water, someone says, should he maybe press the restart button? Somebody else says he blew the elements. Yeah. Starting on hot water tank without water instantly blows up the elements. Always circulate hot water before flipping the breaker. So
yeah.
Problem solved. Okay. 514-790-0800. That is your best way to access Walter. We have someone texting in. Do you recommend Sika Foundation Repair?
Yeah. Sika is a good, they do, I'm not even sure where they're produced though.
Do you want me to Google?
Before I
I'm going to get on the Googles.
I get in trouble. Sika is great.
I'm actually Googling, by the way.
I know a lot of contractors, foundation contractors, use that brand. So definitely, I've never heard anything negative about them.
I don't see where it's from, Sika, but we will figure this out together because we do talk about this quite a bit on the show. There was the pre-tariffs and the post-tariffs, and that has really changed a lot of things for you guys.
I mean, it does, and it did, and I know it does also, it did for a lot of my suppliers as well, a lot of businesses. I mean, there is a sense of, there's a mixed bag of everything. The idea is, if you're not doing it for patriotic reasons, mm-hmm. you want to do it for your own reasons, which is by encouraging your local economy, you are, you know, also offsetting that the risks we have. So we're going to pay for it sooner or later. And yeah. if you don't start doing these moves as a business person, you're not affected today by it necessarily. Eventually you will. So if you don't want to buy Canadian and you want to make your voice be heard, or at least, you know, look at a supplier that is not imposing tariffs on Canada, where we have a good trading relationship. Mm. Like now we're trying to improve our trading relationship with Europe, for example. So, yeah, we could, you know, and that's what we're doing. When we are finding some challenges in certain finished products that are made in Canada.
Yeah.
Like, for example, we don't necessarily manufacture appliances here. We have maybe a couple of manufacturing plants for appliances like washers, dryers, and what have you. So, you know, instead of looking, like, you could look at Miele instead of looking at, you know, so you always have options, but just know where to look. Eventually those tariffs you're gonna pay more. So if you're not paying now, who knows in 2 months if they're not going to impose tariffs on these things, and then all of a sudden you're finding yourself paying 20%, and then you have to go and try to find new suppliers.
But the question is because I was talking to someone about cars, for example, the other day, and they were saying that right now the cars on the lot, for example, they're pre-tariffed, right? So it's like it would be a good time to get those things before the new lot comes in with the imposed tariffs. Is it the same in construction if you're looking for renovations? Like, you should be looking at materials and appliances now before, like, of the ones that are already here before the new lot comes in?
Well, if I'm a guy that have inventory, I would already have increased my prices to kind of at least compensate for what I'm going to pay for.
Mm.
So, I mean, especially in construction, like a pre-COVID or during COVID, we saw it that even though you would buy your plywood sheets at a certain price, and now you know in the market it's that price, you kind of shoot it off to that price, even though you bought it at a much lower price.
You're covering the expense.
The same thing
yeah.
is going to happen eventually now when people are going to catch on. I mean, before it was, you know, there was this hope that this whole thing is just a gimmick to negotiate a better term. But now we know it's here to stay. And the other, to be quite frank with you, the other thing that we need to think about is what we know about those tariffs. There are certain things that even in the States are not ready for.
Mm.
Like, they have certain manufacturers, certain resources. They have to do some changes. So who knows that in 3-4 years these changes are not done, and now it's going to also come back to haunt us when they're ready, because they can dictate the terms. They're the biggest economy in the planet.
It does seem that way at this point, as we saw him pull out his giant cardboard. So much more show to headed your way. 514-790-0800. We are taking your calls and your text messages. This is the Home Improvement Show. Always having a grand old time here with Walter Assey, president of Renovco, here to take your questions. 514-790-0800. You can call us, you can text us. If you are in a different city and you're hearing this show a little later on in the day, fear not, you can always head on over to the Renovco website and click on the Ask Walter button, and he will happily, or his team will happily, answer your questions. Pat is on the line, and Pat has a follow-up, I think. Pat, what is going on?
Good morning.
Hi.
My question is, I have to do major renovations in my home. I don't know where to start. But my question is, example, do I call a washroom guy, do I call a kitchen guy, or do I just call a general contractor?
So let's kind of identify what your major renovations are exactly.
Okay, I have two washrooms, complete kitchen, I have to move a wall or two, frames of the doors, the moldings, the doors, sanding of the floors. I have to remove the stucco in the living room. That's about it.
Okay.
For now.
So what you would need, like when the term major renovations occur, there's a few things that you want to bear in mind. Number one is how much time do you have personally to manage everything? When you are going to call a kitchen guy, bathroom guy, a sanding guy, that requires a project management time and experience from your part. Okay, so if you have a full-time job, then it's not a great idea. What you want to research is a company that have, number one, especially that you're doing kitchens and bathrooms and things of that nature that that requires design. So a lot of the bigger contractors, they have in-house designers, they have showrooms, they have, you know, even a manufacturing facility, if you are lucky as well, under the same roof. And these are the best people to assist you. So they will come in, they will do the design, they will do the floor plan, they'll do the layout, they will help you with the mood boards, the colors, and then okay. the sequential ordering of all the materials in the right order and time. A job like this, the big part of it is going to be logistics. So it's getting the plumber on the right day, getting the electrician on the right day, getting the ceramic guy on the right day, the countertop guy. Time is money. So you can't kind of stretch it over a long period of time. The main challenges with the smaller companies when you are at that level of renovation is they are restricted in the amount of staff they have in-house. So the bigger operators usually would have the carpenters, they would have the flooring guys, they would have the cabinet guys, all in-house. And that will help the, if you want, the tempo of the project and you know how fast the project gets done. If time is not a factor, then there's a lot that you could do yourself here and there. You could wait, be more patient, but chances are, when you have too many cooks, something is gonna go wrong. To have all these different contractors, something goes wrong. Someone breaks something. Who do you blame? You're gonna have to babysit. Who took whose tool and whose fault is okay. is this flood or that broken pipe? So there's a lot of that that happens. So you start with the planning. The most important is the planning. The worst thing that you could do is just jump in and be a cowboy about it and then start ordering as the job progress. That's the worst thing you could do. Pre-order everything, have everything planned prior, and you will see at the end of it, you're going to come out saving money and a winner in all of this.
Okay, and you guys are qualified to do that, right? From your company?
I would hope so, Pat.
Okay. I would hope so. I will give you guys a call.
Not a problem.
Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.
All right, Pat, thanks so much for that. I think we have time for one last. This is a text message here about pipes. Good morning. I'd like to paint my hot water heating pipes in the basement. Is it ever a bad idea to do so? If it's okay, how should the pipes be prepared? And what is the best paint to use? This is from Marlene, and she wants you to know that the pipes are 94 years old.
Ouch. Okay, I mean, you can paint pipes. It's not an issue. What you need is elasticity in this case. So super acrylic 100 would work because it expands and contracts and it does not crack or peel. With older pipes like this, the most important is to degrease them and get them well cleaned because there's probably a lot of grime that have built out and dust that built up over the years. And that's going to be the biggest enemy for your paint. You want the paint to adhere on a clean surface. So I would clean it first. Use trisodium phosphate. Use the right ratio of water. Make sure it's nicely cleaned and then it's nicely dried afterwards. Then you could just apply I would recommend at least two coats.
Two coats of paint on 94-year-old pipes. All right, that does it for us for this week. A reminder for all content, for all information that is Canadian, of course, if you're looking to do your home improvement, Walter always has the recommendations.
One thing, Sika is a Swiss company.
Ah, Sika. You know what? Okay, Sika is Swiss, but it's not American.
It's Swiss, so there's no tariffs from the European Union yet.
I was going to make a really bad Swiss joke. That story is full of holes because of the cheese. I'll stop talking now. Okay, that does it for us. Walter, thank you so much. Again, president of Renovco. We will chat again next Saturday.